Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Caddy Zach.
Oh, this is the best song to play. This is the song we play when the Canes come out through the smoke.
Is it? This is what they come out to?
Yeah, it's Feeling the Air Tonight, right? Or is it something else?
No.
No, it's something else. Oh, it's going into something else. All right, well, that's embarrassing. It is the 95.7 The Game weekend wrap. At least that's what I like to call it. Dan DeVone, Sam Lubman here on the Miami game day. It's FSU game day. It's FSU hate day, which, of course, comes at the end of FSU hate week. My Canes kicking off in Tallahassee tonight, 4:30 on ESPN. I'll be locked in on that. Looking forward to an absolute beatdown we're going to put on Tommy Castellanos and those losers up there. Then another one, fun one tonight, Cal Duke. That traditional rivalry.
What the hell happened to Cal and San Diego State? I was on board and they get waxed by the Aztecs, weren't even very good.
Yeah, and then they bounced back. Great win in Boston College last week. I did not see them going into Chestnut Hill and pulling that off, but Jaron Kiave Sagapuletele, man, he
Songo.
Is that guy. Songo, that's what we're calling him. JKS is the other one.
JKS,
I don't like that. I like Songo. That's a cool one, too. In fact, actually, talk a little college ball here. Ron Rivera talked to the Chronicle this week. He talked about kind of the challenge that Cal's going to have.
Well, is he the GM now?
Yes.
Okay.
So Will Cox is the head coach, the GM, and the GMs now in college football are kind of the ones who handle the recruiting. So that's why, like, Bill Belichick and UNC, who they're going to be here in 2 weeks taking on the Bears on Friday night. Belichick doesn't really have to do a lot of the face-to-face recruiting anymore. That's the job of his general manager, Mike Lombardi. And Ron Rivera with Cal, similar. It's his job to go out, raise money, find these recruits, get them to come here. But his current challenge right now is, what is he going to do to keep Sagapuletele in a Bears uniform? Because you see this guy play every touchdown pass he throws. It used to be, Dan, when you had a freshman quarterback come in and play well right away, you're thinking, oh, man, these next 3 years are going to be off the hook. But now whenever I see him throw a touchdown pass, my thought is like, well, I wonder where he's transferring to. And that is one of my beefs I have with the current college football climate is that the gap between the haves and the have-nots is going to keep on growing. You know, me being a Miami guy, I'm fortunate that Miami is one of those programs that talent's going to matriculate up to that level. But Cal, unfortunately, is on the other side of that. And I grew up a Cal fan, Dan. I still consider myself a Cal fan. Both my parents went to Cal. I've always loved Cal football for as long as I can remember. They are not one of the haves. They are very much a have-not. And when I see this current college football climate, it hurts me as a Cal fan because, you know, my dad, you know, his one request in life is he just wanted to see Cal play in the Rose Bowl. They didn't have to win it. They just had to make it there. And it's just probably never going to happen now. And, you know, that really sucks because Cal's just, I mean, first off, the Rose Bowl is, the Pac-12 is gone. The Rose Bowl is going to be a playoff game now. And so it's going to be even harder to make it into that game. But just the way that college football is structured, a program like Cal has no shot.
They should start a campaign right now of keeping Sango. They should let him know.
We need to find some NIL money.
What is it that you need to stay? It's one thing if they go to the NFL, but to lose, because how do you create any sort of fan allegiance, or how do you create that connective tissue with the fans if a guy, because every now and then, especially, you know this as a Cal fan, the stars are aligned and an Aaron Rodgers somehow lands
on your doorstep. Or Jared Goff shows up.
Or going back in the day, Jason Kidd is playing basketball at Cal. How did this happen? Well, he's out of Alameda, St. Joseph's, and the rest is history. So you land a guy like that, you'd like to see him more than just 1 year. But
I just don't think that's good for the sport. I really don't. I mean, they're basically what Cal's going to become, and a lot of other programs, Stanford too, is they are what the A's were for years. Whereas you're going to have talent there, but A's fans would not buy jerseys for guys because you know how this is going to end. They're going to get shipped off to the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Giants or insert any other team here. And that's kind of what Cal's going to end up falling into. They're going to be that anytime someone here is good, like Fernando Mendoza and Jaden Ott last year, well, we'll see what you end up going to. And now Mendoza's tearing it up for Indiana. And it sucks because, like, why couldn't he be doing that here? But that's just the new reality. So if Saga Pulatele is going to stay here, Cal's got to get him paid, which means they got to go out and they got to find him endorsements. So if there's any companies out there that want to make JKS the face of your brand, hit up Cal Athletics. Let's keep Sago here in the Bay Area for a couple years.
Well, it's not Cal Athletics, but think about that alumni base that they could tap into. You mean to tell me that all the Cal graduates who are in Silicon Valley, all the startups, all the billionaires, all those kids that were retiring.
I think a lot of those people down there are Stanford grads.
Stanford.
I think there's a lot of Stanford grads down there.
Stanford's also bad when it comes to NIL.
Well, their whole thing, Stanford doesn't take transfers. And you need to be able to take transfers in this modern college football. Like, Stanford's problems are so much deeper.
But I do think that there is enough Cal. You can't tell me that there's not enough, because Cal is one of the more reputable academic institutions in the country, if not the world.
It's the top public school in the
country. And so there has got to be money that is right underneath our nose here. They just got to get creative and tap into it and let that guy do go Kawhi Leonard if you want. Just keep him here.
Can we get him on the show?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. Because I was thinking about this.
I think that's the producer's job.
So, they have a bye next week. I would love to get Sango on and
you know
see
what
he's all
that
about.
That's actually a good point, Dan. I might actually reach out to the Cal AD and see if I can bring Sango on the morning roast. I think that would be a great idea. Look at us. Look at us producing here on the fly.
I wanted it for my show. I wanted to talk to the guy, but you...
I'm going to be selfish here. So, transitioning away from one quarterback situation to another, Dan, I have a theory as to why I think this Kyle Shanahan-Mac Jones marriage is a little bit different than past ones. And my thought process began... We had Mia O'Brien on a few weeks ago when Mac Jones was elevated to the starting quarterback position for the injured Brock Purdy. She covers the Jaguars out for ESPN Radio out in Jacksonville. She is our expert for all things Jacksonville Jaguars and just football in the Southeast in general. And she got to a close-up look at Mac Jones last year in Jacksonville. And one of the things she brought up was that Brian Thomas Jr., their number one receiver down there, he played better when Mac Jones was under center versus Trevor Lawrence. So Mac Jones does have a history of, in certain situations, making it work coming off the bench with the guys around him. And we asked me, O'Brien, why can Mac Jones work for the 49ers? And here's what she had to say. This is a couple weeks ago in the morning roast.
Whatever it is, the reason I believe it'll work and the reason that I believe that Kyle Shanahan first did consider taking Mac Jones with that third overall pick is because he is every other quarterback that has had success in this Shanahan system. He will do exactly what you ask him to do. If anything, and again, I don't have this from the horse's mouth, but from comments that were made, I think that Doug Peterson felt more comfortable with Mac Jones later in the season because Mac Jones did exactly what he asked him to do. And Trevor Lawrence wanted to have more of a conversation of like, maybe we should do this, maybe we should do that. And Doug and Press Taylor were like, no, we want to do this.
So I want to focus on the part she said that Mac Jones is every quarterback that Kyle Shanahan has had success with. I think it's fair to say Kyle Shanahan has a type when it comes to quarterbacks. I think he likes a pocket passer, a guy who can just basically do what he's told to do in a certain play. And the reason why I think this Mac Jones union is different, Dan, is I think for the first time since Kyle Shanahan was hired as the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, for the first time, Kyle Shanahan is working with a quarterback that he actually wanted. And the reason I say this is, go back to 2017. You know, we go in, Brian Hoyer was the starter. Niners drafted Solomon Thomas with that second overall pick instead of any other quarterback in that draft. I think there was one that was drafted after that who came out pretty well. Why was that the move they made that year? Because they want Kirk Cousins, who's going to be a free agent after that season, and the belief was that Kyle and Kirk would reunite from their days in Washington, reunite in San Francisco, and that would be the Niners quarterback of the future. That didn't happen. Why? Because halfway through the year, Jimmy Garoppolo was dropped into Kyle's lap, and that was the first quarterback that Kyle saw success with. Did Kyle want Jimmy in the way that he said, you know, go, I want him, that's my guy? No, he kind of had a quarterback dropped into his lap, and he made lemons with lemonade, with the Jimmy G lemonade. And it worked for a time, until it didn't. And so that brings us to the 2021 draft. I think, Dan, we did a lot of shows. I was producing, you were on air with either Madsen or Shamari. We did a lot of back and forth about Trey or Mac Jones. And you remember, there was this whole belief that Kyle Shanahan really wanted Mac Jones. And a lot of fans were just like, you did not trade up to number three to take Mac Jones. And we know later on that Kyle was more or less talked into taking Trey Lance. I don't know if Kyle Shanahan ever truly 100% wanted Trey Lance. But he went with Lance. He tried to make it work.
Was that Lynch?
It might have been Lynch. It could have been other scouts in the building. I don't know what those conversations exactly looked like, but I'm going to believe that at the end of the day, Kyle wanted a direction, John wanted a direction. They compromised, I guess, and then went with Trey Lance. And they
That's
also
hard to believe, though. If you move up to number three, which is the biggest draft day move in the history of the franchise, and then you're compromising. I think if you move up there, it's because you have circled the guy.
Well, no, what Kyle said in the past, that part of the reason why they moved up to number three is they wanted to have more options. Now, remember in that draft, Trevor Lawrence was going to go number one. Yeah. There was no doubt about that. Zach Wilson was the no doubt number two to the Jets. The Jaguars and the Jets were not moving off of those picks.
Yep.
So the highest you could jump to was three.
Justin Fields was around.
Yeah, and so by moving up to three, you had your options of Trey Lance, Justin Fields, or Mac Jones. Whereas if you stayed at, what were they, I think at 11, I think, was there where they were originally at?
I want to say nine, but you might be right.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Either way,
so they traded to Miami.
If they stayed where they were, their only option might have been Mac Jones, which maybe that's what Kyle actually wanted. I know there was also a concern that the Patriots were going to jump the Niners and take Mac Jones. The Niners moved up to number three because they wanted to have the most quarterback options available to them, and they ended up taking Trey Lance. Kyle may have been talked into it. The next year, they take Brock Purdy as Mr. Irrelevant. And Dan, outside of, I think, Ryan Succop a few years ago at the Chiefs, very few Mr. Irrelevants even see the field. Brock Purdy was the first Mr. Irrelevant to take a snap in a game. I don't think that Kyle Shanahan drafted Brock Purdy with the intention of this is going to be my guy someday. I think he drafted Brock Purdy as this is a guy who might need to come in for me every now and then to spell my starter because they're injured or something like that. And it's worked with Brock Purdy until it didn't. But Mac Jones, I think, is the first quarterback that Kyle looked at and said, I want him to be my quarterback, and then actually got him to be his quarterback. He wanted Kirk Cousins. That didn't really work out, and now Kyle's finally got the guy that he wanted. And because of that, I think he can operate this offense in the exact same way that Kyle wants it to happen. He's not going to go off script. He's not going to try and do too much. He's not going to fight with his head coach, Mac Jones is, over the plays. Remember the Denver game a couple years ago when Jimmy's walking off the field, you know, saying, man, these plays suck. Jimmy and Kyle, there was a disconnect there. I think Brock Purdy, I think, can run Kyle Shanahan's offense, but the height issue forced him to have to run out of the pocket, make plays with his legs, and why he can rush out and extend plays and make plays that way. And I think he's a great processor on the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brock tries to overcompensate and do too much, and that's where he gets into trouble.
Well, I think
Mac Jones is never going to do that, and that's why I think it's just I'll go back to you in a second here, Dan. That's why I just think this is the ideal marriage for Kyle Shanahan right now.
I think all the more reason why he wanted Mac Jones in 2021,
mm-hmm.
and I see it. It's a little bit more sort of black and white for me. I think that was Lynch who said no, we're going with Trey Lance, because there's no way in hell. As you just laid out, how it makes any sense. And I was one of those that was all on Mac Jones at the time. And I took a lot of heat. But it added up. When you think about it, he was coming out of Alabama under Saban. He just won a national championship. He was a quarterback that was accurate, that could go through a progression, that was everything that was valued by that of one Kyle Shanahan. And to your point, he needed a quarterback that he could mold from day one. He never had a guy out of the draft. He didn't have his Patrick Mahomes, right?
Could have.
He did not have that one guy where he can say, I wanted you. I picked you out of the boys' choir. I'm going to teach you. And if you listen to me, not only will we win Super Bowls, but you're going to get paid, okay? Because you have the perfect pedigree to do what it is that I want to do as a coach. Mac Jones filled all of those boxes. And then they went with Trey Lance, which made no sense to me whatsoever. And I said it repeatedly on the air. This makes absolutely no sense. What is it that Kyle Shanahan values? He values a guy who can get into a 5-7-step drop, stay in the pocket, go 1-5, and matriculate your team down the field.
Yep.
Trey Lance was a guy who could get outside of the pocket, throw across his body 70 yards in the air, and everybody at his pro day is like, oh my God, did you see that?
His first pass to Danny Gray.
No way in hell that was something that was valued by Kyle Shanahan. Now, I know that Lynch was enthralled with the idea of that's the way the NFL is trending, is that you need RPO quarterbacks.
And I agreed with that sentiment at the time.
And you need somebody who can not only have the ability to extend plays, but the ability to have that wow factor and a strong arm. That's not what Kyle Shanahan wanted. You also left out another guy. Now, he didn't get an opportunity to play, but Sam Darnold was a guy that he had the crosshairs on and knew that, listen, you got a bad shake in life because you went to the Jets and then you went to Carolina. That had I had you, because again, he saw Sam Darnold as the exact same sort of quarterback.
Yep.
More in the conventional, traditional sort of quarterbacks that can get into those drops and may not be fleet of foot and may not be somebody you can confuse with a Lamar Jackson, but somebody that I can win with because he's accurate, has the strong arm. Again, a number three pick out of a place, an institution like that of USC. Give me that guy.
Yeah.
And I will win. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think that part of the reason why Mac Jones, if this does get a little bit more heated, why Kyle Shanahan may lean that way, because I think Kyle Shanahan's been in on this guy for the last 5 years, going back to 2021.
I think it's great. Bring up the Sam Darnold. I didn't miss that one. But yeah, again, this goes back to Kyle has a type. This is why he wanted to wait for Kirk Cousins. This is why he did not draft a quarterback in that first draft. I think that he saw, you know, and Patrick Mahomes, let's not act like we all knew Patrick Mahomes was this incredible talent. He went 6-6 his final year at Texas Tech. No one really thought much about him. Everyone was more focused on Deshaun Watson in that draft. But I think the reason why Kyle passed on either one of those quarterbacks is because they don't fit that mold that you and I were just talking about. Kyle has thrown in three games with Mac Jones, he's thrown the ball 39, 41, and 49 times. 39, 43, and 49 times. Brock Purdy has never thrown the ball anywhere near that much. He has four games of throwing the ball 37 or more times. Kyle wants a pocket passer who can throw the ball, and clearly he does not trust Brock to throw the ball as much as he will trust Mac Jones to throw the ball. That does not mean, obviously, that I think that is not an indictment of Brock being worse than Mac or Mac being better than Brock. I think that's not the case here. But they're two different styles of quarterback. Brock is simply just not that sit-in-the-pocket passer who can just, you know, chuck it downfield the way that Mac Jones is.
And he's also physically limited because he can't see over that offensive line.
He has to roll out of bed. He has to make plays there with his legs. And one of Brock's best assets is the ability to make plays with his legs. Simply put, I just don't think that's what Kyle wants. He's tried to make it work with Brock Purdy. He's made it work really, really well with Brock Purdy. I think Brock is able to run Kyle's offense better than any quarterback that he has had to this point before Mac Jones. And now that Mac Jones is here, we're kind of seeing the difference of what Kyle truly looks like if he has a quarterback that he truly wants. I think Brock is a quarterback that Kyle knows he can win with, but there's a difference between, you know, getting something you can work with and getting what you actually want. You know, like, Dan, you're a married man. I'm sure you've had relationships beforehand that were really good, you know, but they weren't the one. Now you're at the one and it's everything is perfect. And there's those relationships you had before that are almost perfect, but you don't. And I'll throw another comparison out here. There's an episode from How I Met Your Mother. You know, I'm one of the nine people who watched that show. A lot more people than that watched it. Where, you know, Ted Mosby runs into this guy who's running away from, Neil Patrick Harris is in it. But Ted Mosby is at the train station and he's leaving a wedding, and the guy who the wedding he was at is trying to leave the wedding too. He's trying to ditch his wife, you know, runaway groom. And he's like, why are you doing this? This woman's so awesome. And the guy's like, well, she's, you know, I'm looking for perfect. She's almost perfect. You don't want to settle for almost perfect. You want to get perfect. I think Brock is almost perfect for Kyle Shanahan, and Mac Jones offers a better path to perfect for Kyle Shanahan. Now, can Mac actually live up to that billing? Can he keep it going? If he goes out and drops an absolute egg or lays an absolute egg against the Bucks next weekend, we're having a different conversation. Mac still has to live up to his end. But the reason why I think this controversy could actually turn into an absolute wildfire here is Mac checks all of Kyle Shanahan's boxes in a way that Brock Purdy, I don't think, has been able to or will be able to.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You're spot on there.
So, again, let's go to the calls here. 888-957-9570 is the number. My theory, why Mac Jones is the guy, he checks all Kyle Shanahan's boxes. He is the perfect marriage for Kyle in a way that Brock is not. Brock might be apples to apples a better quarterback at the end of the day, but Mac is more of the right quarterback at the end of the day, and that is why I think we could end up having a controversy here. And I say this as a big Brock Purdy fan. I love Brock. I love the story of Brock. I want the Niners to be successful with Brock. But the thing I start off the show with, Dan, is I have to be honest with what I'm seeing, and this is what I'm seeing right now is a quarterback that is just such a perfect marriage.
I thought we were going to the phone lines.
We were going to go to the Lions. I'm sorry. Armin in Daly City. Apparently, this Armin knows Steven Rizzotto. So, Armin, I want to hear your quarterback talks, and then I need an embarrassing Steven Rizzotto story.
Oh, man. Okay.
Quarterback so, take first.
I don't think there's a 49ers quarterback controversy. I think we have just, you know, in the past when we've had quarterbacks get injured, let's say Jimmy Garoppolo or even Brock Purdy, we've had games where it's like, okay, we don't have our starting quarterback. It's over. Like, we're counting this game out. But I think it's more of a testimony to John Lynch and him going out in free agency and getting a, you know, a good enough quarterback in the market to not only be a backup but could start some games. So I think we've fallen in love with Mac Jones because he's the guy that is winning these games where in the past we would have lost these games. I also think, you know, Brock is the guy. I'm a big fan of Brock. I'm just happy these guys went into free agency and said, let's shore up the backup quarterback spot for these guys. And I think, you know, Kyle, with the record we have now, we can't really complain much. I mean, we're only going to get healthier as the season goes along. We have a bye week late in the season. So as of right now, I think we're sitting pretty. But it's going to take a lot this season to win the Super Bowl. And ultimately, you're going to need all hands on deck. So, I mean, we see it with the Bengals now. Browning was good last year, but, I mean, this year it just doesn't seem like it's like that for them this year. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think there's much of a controversy. I think we've just fallen in love with Mac Jones winning these games.
I think that's well put, Armin. I think that's why it's important that we let it out. Now, I understand you wrote for the paper with Steven Rizzotto in college. What's it like having to work in the newsroom with Steven Rizzotto? Is it as bearable as we have to put up with here?
You guys are getting the more professional Steven. I mean, that's my guy.
I'm sorry, there's an unprofessional Steven?
Hey, be careful.
Yeah. He's great. It's one of my guys. I can't wait to see him again. So he's doing great things with you guys, and I can't wait to see what happens in the future with him.
I paid him to say that.
I figured as much. I hope you got a good deal for that, Armin. Thank you very much for calling in. On the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about Mac Jones. Also, there were other things, Dan, that happened in that game on Thursday night that I want to talk about. You know, especially some guys on defense I want to give a shout-out to. There's one guy on defense I want to give a big boy shout-out to. We'll do that on the other side. Then, of course, we will talk a little Kuminga crisis. And also, you know what? Since you're doing a show with me, Dan, I got to throw a Giants thought at you. So we'll do that at some point here, too. Halfway through on a Saturday morning, but we can go so much more beyond that. We won't, though. More coming on the other side, though. All this brought to you by Fairmount Bank, here for you, here for good.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Hey, you know, our man Pasta is going to... You know, so in San Francisco, being sort of the sophisticated area that it is, whether it comes to whatever, sports, Niners, Cal, Stanford games, Giants, which wrapped up. Guess where our man Pasta is going tonight? Pasta, don't tell anybody.
Is he going to tell us where he's going?
Asking you.
Oh, no, he told me where he's going. I don't know. Am I not supposed to know? Am I supposed to guess?
No, well, now that you know. Caddy Zach, do you know where he's going tonight? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he told me he's going to the rodeo. He says it's not his first.
Yeah.
All right. It might be his first.
I don't know, man. I have some issues with the rodeo.
What? Well, all right. Well, here we go. Please explain.
I mean, steer wrestling? Do they still do that in 2025?
Probably.
The guy comes out and just this poor little steer, just like, what the hell did I do to get, you know, hogtied like this?
And I'm sure they enjoy it to a degree. You know, the little baby little calf.
That whole calf enjoys getting all of its limbs tied up and just left writhing on the ground.
I don't
like
know. Some critters are into that thing. I don't judge. You know, some things like getting tied up and hogtied and humiliated in public. And that's the path for them to go down. And who am I to judge? You know, we to each their own. I've never been to a rodeo, actually.
Rodeos were big at the University of Arizona. They used to have rodeo week. And then one of my co-anchors in television, she worked in Calgary, and they have rodeo week in Calgary, or it might be rodeo month, where if you're a news anchor doing the local news, you got to wear the cowboy hat, the studs. You got to do the whole nine yards. Calgary's a very, very big sort of country sort of rodeo cowboy town.
Really?
I have my cowboy hat in the car.
10-gallon?
Might have to go down and bring it up here and wear it.
Oh, I actually like don't. I don't know. I got it at that one place, Boot Barn
Boot
or whatever
Barn.
It's called. Yeah, I got it at Boot Barn.
Love the Boot Barn.
Yeah, and I'm wearing it for the second time ever. The first time was at last year's rodeo.
Getting a text right now from Joe Shasky. The Cow Palace Rodeo was a staple in the 80s and 90s, and he is fired up that he is back. I wonder if he's going to go to the rodeo. Joe the Rodeo Boy Shasky. I'll be up for that.
This weekend and next weekend at the Cow Palace. I'll be going tonight.
So, I should go.
The bull riding.
I want to do a remote show from out there. Can we do a show? Nahigian, you're not listening. Can we do a remote at the rodeo next week? Nothing?
I will give you $20, Sam Lubman, if you got on a mechanical bull and videoed it.
All right. Do you still have those?
I'm going to wear the bandana shirt, too.
His hair might get stuck in it.
No, I'll put the hair up if I have to.
Caddy Zach, what a shot out of nowhere.
Off the top rope.
For the kid.
Oh, man, that would actually be fun to do a show from the rodeo. That would...
You know what they used to do to the bulls, in all seriousness? I don't know if this is true or not any longer.
Is this PETA approved?
Well, no, not at all.
PETA, I want to hear it.
I think PETA has issues.
People eat tasty animals?
With the rodeo, but... So you got to make sure that your bull is going to, you know, buck and do what it is because it wants this guy off its back. They used to shock the testicles of the bull before it would go out and do its thing, just to make sure it'd be completely rambunctious.
Well, yeah, I mean,
guy. How are you good with the rodeo?
I've never gone to a rodeo. I mean, first of all, I didn't know the rodeo was still at the Cow Palace one, but it's like
did
you
it come back
it.
Or is it always?
Apparently, yeah, it was again from Joe Shasky, my San Francisco insider. He said it was a staple for a period, and now it's back. So,
what do you serve? Had like a rodeo.
Fried food.
Right.
I can't. I imagine there's not going to be a single vegetable or fruit within like a 5 mile radius of the Cow Palace today. It's a lot of yeehaw. They smoke inside at those things still. It's California, can't do it, but that's still a thing. I love to go to rodeo. I think it'd be fun. I've been to some county fairs. Did the Napa County Fair once upon a time years ago, and there was no rodeo, but there was a demolition derby. That was pretty cool.
Which is what? That's
just cars driving around on a dirt path and
just crashing into
each other. It's really loud. You're drinking. All the rednecks going, yeah, crashing cars.
Do they still do that thing with the monster trucks just rolling over?
Yeah, Monster Jam.
What's Oracle Arena?
Gravedigger. I was always a big Gravedigger fan. You know who's a big Gravedigger fan?
Oh.
It's Mitch in New Jersey, and he's on the line. Mitch, how are we doing today? I don't think Josh Naylor's helping the Niners out, but what do you got on the Niners today?
What about the Bobichet? How you doing, Sam, Dan? Thanks for taking my call.
Bobichet, by the way, not on the Blue Jays roster for the playoffs. You see that?
I'm glad he's there because I want the Yankees to go down. I mean, what happened to Boston, boys? The bats went to sleep after game one. I think someone must put a spell in the Red Sox. Well, first of all, I don't like bulls and horses. Can never go there, but I'm more of a dog expert, except for that one dog that Dan knows about.
Yeah, so let me just say, hold on, Mitch. Just so that let's include the rest of the audience here. So what he's referring to is that he called in one night, and I said, let's go out to our man, Mitch in New Jersey. So in the middle of the call, as Mitch is wont to do, giving a take on whatever the subject matter was at the time, he suddenly gets attacked by a dog while we're on the air. And this dog begins to, he had to leave us because this dog was engulfing him. Remember, Mitch, what the hell happened? Your dog, literally, as we were talking to you, I felt as though I needed to call 911 out there in Jersey.
He was biting on my hand, and it got more than beyond a little pinch there. He's not really well trained. My sister-in-law's, she has the dog pretty much, and I would like to walk him over there because they have a big farm. Speaking of a farm, but if they had the horses and cows, even the chickens. Chickens have a lot of diseases. They're sloppy. They're messy. But I love this dog, but they don't think I can handle him. According to my wife, he doesn't respect you. You know, I don't believe in hitting dogs.
Well, no one should ever hit a dog.
No, I don't like that. But the game, there was some game, a backup quarterback, and that's what Mac Jones is. He's a good backup quarterback. I'll give him some credit because I really wasn't happy with him. I'd rather have Sam Darnold over him and over Purdy, just by the way. I mean, besides being a USC guy. I think Sam Darnold didn't get a fair shake. But I think we beat a Hall of Famer in Stratford. I don't know what the Rams were doing. They should have gone for the tie. You still would have had about 3 minutes left to tie the game. You know, I mean, I also wanted the tie, too. But that would have been... I just like seeing ties. There's just too many injuries with these overtime games and having overtime in the regular season and Thursday games. It's ridiculous.
It's...
But Shanahan knows how to... He knows how to pick his quarterbacks. And, yeah, maybe a Wally Phipps situation, but we can rest Purdy till he's really 100% back. Keep Mac Jones there. Things are looking good. And I hope to talk to you guys next Saturday.
Well, hold on, Mitch, before you go.
I think that's
everybody's healthy, you're putting Brock in. You're not sticking with Mac, the hot hand.
No, he's you're paying him more money. He wasn't a lottery pick. So that tells you something. I say stay with Perry.
All righty.
Steve Jones. He's a two-year contract. I also miss the guy Dobbs. He has some wheels at least.
All right, now you just lost his champ.
I don't know. I didn't. Thanks a lot for calling in, Mitch. I actually didn't hate Josh Dobbs. Honestly, if he was the third string quarterback on this team, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, like I don't even think you could afford Josh Dobbs. He's playing somewhere else as a number two.
That's true.
That's what I mean. It's hard to get quality out of a three guy.
Mitch talked about that last play the Rams ran. And I think it's very easy to ask the question, why would you do that play? Remember, the Rams called, there was two timeouts called before that final play there in overtime, Dan. The Kyren Williams run to the left that gets stuffed by half the 49ers defense. Were you shocked that McVay did that? Did you think that he would try and...
shocked that he went for it on fourth down?
I guess, is there any part... were you shocked that he went for it? Are you shocked that he didn't go for the field goal? Were you shocked with that play call?
No, in hindsight, obviously, you know, we could change our minds here, but I think that you go for the win. I appreciate that.
I respect it.
I would have put it in Stafford's hands.
I agree.
All right, Stafford was just you got to go down with your guy.
I would have just gone with any other play. We were talking about this on the show yesterday. The one touchdown the Rams scored to Puka, they did that little rub route there where Devontae's standing in front of Puka, and Puka gets that 1 yard touchdown catch. It's an impossible play to stop.
Yeah,
why not just do that? Here's what Sean McVay had to say about that final play call.
That call by me.
You called two timeouts. Were you considering different calls or kind of you walk us through that?
Thought about maybe trying to draw them off sides. I took one, they took the other, and it was a poor decision by me right there. But, you know, you give the Niners credit. They made enough plays to be able to win the football game. We had plenty of chances throughout this game. You know, we stayed in it. We fought. We battled. But there's a lot of things that we have to be able to clean up and a lot of football left. But I'm pretty sick right now. I'm sick of the spot that I put our group in to end the game. But, hey. These are the tough beats that you got to be able to learn from and move forward, and that's what we're going to do.
And so I kind of respect him just owning up, right? Yeah, that was a bad call on my end there that cost us. I mean, honestly, another play they could have done is this is when they scored one of their earlier touchdowns again in the fourth quarter. I mean, Kyren Williams was chewing the Niners defense up in the flat there on those short swing passes. Why not go with that to try and get upfield there and get the first? But it works out. I like that McVay did try and go for the win there because I think if you kick the field goal, tie game, then you got a short field, the next score wins. And, you know, your secondary was kind of suspect on Thursday night.
What about the 49ers when you're second guessing? How about San Francisco when everybody felt as though the game was over after Collins' strip and recovery? That I felt that Kyle Shanahan also needed to go for the win. Instead of three running plays from his own 1 yard line. Now, I get it. He wanted to use their timeouts, right?
Yeah.
And it would have been a very bold move, but I think you needed to go beat the Los Angeles Rams because it almost backfired. Giving the ball to Stafford on his own at midfield with
That's risky.
About 50, 45 seconds left, I mean, the outcome is pretty much inevitable.
Yeah, but you also keep in mind the pass rush for the Rams is still pretty good. Verse was getting in there a lot. Landman was getting in there a lot. When you're on the 1 yard line, that's a tough spot. And to drop back there and throw it, I think there's
But how many people? So
Matt, keep in mind, Mac Jones is playing on a bad knee with cramps and throwing up on the sidelines. Are you sure you want him rolling out there?
No, not rolling out. Play action.
Oh, sorry, play action. Yeah.
So everybody on the Rams, how many yards did they net on those three? Maybe a yard, 2 yards.
They got 2 yards. So the first one, Mac snuck it up the middle for a yard. McCaffrey ran to the right, didn't get anywhere. Then he tried running up the middle, didn't get anywhere. Rams used all three of their timeouts, yeah, and then you punted.
That's the reason why they did it. They wanted them to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Burn their
exactly,
timeouts.
Yeah.
But the Rams were selling out on the run,
mm-hmm.
right? They just loaded the box and said, we know what it is that you're going to do. Talk about 2020 hindsight, but if Kyle Shanahan is really that guy and the innovator,
he should be able to cook some up there.
That is going to win the football game. If he play fakes and
get
you just,
someone to bite,
you just have your man Mac Jones tuck that away and just, you know, you get Tonjes behind a linebacker. You just get somebody that gets out to that open space, ball game over. Something safe, like a very safe route, but you set it up with the play action where everybody is selling out on the run as far as the Rams are concerned. They're loading up the box, and you just, you know, you give that one hesitation at the line of scrimmage for a wide out, a tight end, and then let him just release 8 to 10 yards down the field. I think that would have been wide open, obviously.
Honestly,
I sound like one of those coconuts calling into, you know, our show or on a podcast after the fact. But I did feel in that moment, like giving the ball, and, you know, Kirk Herbstreit was saying as much as, like, this thing is far from over. You're going to pump from your own end zone and give the ball to Stafford with, you know, about 45 seconds left on the clock. I would have gone for the jugular at least once.
You know, you bring up the play action there. I'm looking at the third down play right now. You had Kendrick Bourne lined up on the right side there, Dan. And the nearest defender is lining up 4 or 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. Giving Bourne a pretty wide berth there. You talk about if Mac Jones pulls that ball back from McCaffrey, Kendrick Bourne's got all day to run there and create some space. Does he get the first? I don't know. I can't see the safety here where they're at in this angle that I'm looking here. I just got the YouTube replay up in front of me right now. But to your point, though, you get more room. Maybe he gets a first.
It's
still going.
It's very gutsy.
It would have been a very gutsy. But here's the thing. The Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay matchups, they're always so much fun to watch. It's always such a great chess match between these two coaches because they know each other so well. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. Like, they really know how to get in each side each other's heads. But yeah, that's it was a risky move there. And
speaking of which, I think Shanahan absolutely cooked him in this one.
Oh, he did. I think Shanahan, for the most part, I mean, we look at the fact that McVay has the big win against Shanahan in that NFC title game a couple years ago, which I don't think that result really plays out the same if Jaquaski Tartt catches that ball. I honestly think that's one of those moments. If Tartt catches that ball, Niners win the Super Bowl that year.
I agree with you.
I think they would have beat the Bengals, and Jimmy Garoppolo would have been a Super Bowl winning right? quarterback. And could you imagine? We play the what if game. I think we asked during the break, what if the Niners had drafted Mac Jones in 21? What's different? I still think that's one of my biggest what ifs. What if Jaquaski Tartt came up with that pick, and the Niners go on and win the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback? Could you imagine how hard it would have been to move off Jimmy when he was the guy who ended the Super Bowl drought? But again, like I said, Dan,
what if they drafted in the worst. Mac Jones, would they have won a Super Bowl?
Well, I guess that's the other question. Then if they have Mac Jones on that roster instead of Jimmy Garoppolo, or they have Mac Jones and Jimmy on that roster.
Remove Jimmy Garoppolo if Mac Jones was on this team over the last 3 years.
Well, if they drafted Mac Jones in 21, I guess, do you think they move off Jimmy right away?
No.
Because remember, they wanted to use the first year as a redshirt year for Trey Lance. And then Kyle wanted to do like a dual quarterback thing where, you know, you would kind of have Trey come in as a change of pace back. And then he said, no, it throws me out of my play calling rhythm, which I'll be honest, Kyle Shanahan, the play calling genius, getting thrown out of rhythm because for a two quarterback, for trying to do with the dual quarterback system there, I always kind of scratch my head on that one. But that's neither here nor there anymore.
I think Mac Jones would have won the job. The reason why he had the dual quarterbacks and the reason why Jimmy Garoppolo stuck around is because they gave Trey Lance every opportunity to take the position and be the quarterback, that guy, that generational quarterback for the next 10 years. But because his accuracy from day one was just never there, Kyle Shanahan could never fully buy in. He was just like, I want you to be the guy, but there's something amiss. In practice, he would miss guys, and that's everything to Shanahan. Once again, it's accuracy, and it's being able to go through those progressions. And I think that's the reason why Jimmy Garoppolo always had the door ajar, is the fact that Trey Lance could never convince or give the security that he could be the guy going forward. What's up, Keddy Zach?
Yeah, Zach, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, you traded for Trey Lance. Like, you traded three first-round picks. So, hypothetically, you saved those three first-round picks, and I don't know what position they had in that draft, but you could have gotten Mac Jones without having to trade up and save those three first-round picks. Like, you don't know what would have transpired.
Well,
have Micah Parsons.
Well, let's just, for the fun of it, assume that the Niners trade up to number three and then still take Mac Jones. Just, let's just make sure. The Niners are at number 12, sorry, to start off. So, yeah, that's exactly where Micah got drafted. Justin Fields was taken at 11. But I hear what you're saying, Zach. They stayed at 12. But, again, the reason they moved up was they were afraid the Patriots were going to move up. So let's just assume that Mac Jones still comes here for the cost of three draft picks. By the way, some developing news right now. It's not a breaking news, but Mark Sanchez, apparently, TMZ is reporting, he was stabbed in Indianapolis and is being hospitalized with severe injuries. So, yikes. Wishing the best for the Sanchez there. Hopefully, it's not too serious.
I like Sanchez.
Yeah, he was great on the call last Sunday for the Niners Jaguars. I think him and Adam Amin are a very underrated crew. I think.
Sanchez is actually really good. I think I told you this, that I got this from Sanchez, and he's really good in studio, where he was saying that why is Kyle Shanahan so good with all these quarterbacks, and how does he make winners out of these quarterbacks? And he said, think of Kyle Shanahan as like GPS. That was from Sanchez. Kyle Shanahan is the GPS guy. Just, get off here, take the left lane, take a right here. If you just listen to Kyle Shanahan, you'll get paid.
Well, that's why I think I go back into why I think this Mac Jones marriage is perfect for Shanahan.
Wait, is he in critical condition or is he?
I did not see that. Maybe
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's in critical. Ooh.
Christmas.
Oh, man.
Well. And I'm assuming he was covering he's doing the Colts game tomorrow. Is that why he's there?
Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
Man, well, wishing the best for him. That is definitely scary news to hear.
I have another absurd story real quick, and it has to do with Mac Jones.
Okay, yeah, there's a pivot.
Real quick. This is just reported in The Athletic. So apparently on Thursday morning, right before the Niners
saw this one too,
took on the Rams, in the team hotel in Marina Del Rey, Mac Jones told teammates he was on his balcony when he looked out at the water and saw a floating dead body. Someone called the police. As the 49ers loaded buses for the stadium, players watched investigators and even the coroner's van pull into the marina. So on Friday afternoon, the LA County Sheriff's Department said the incident was still under investigation. So that's how Mac Jones started his day on Thursday morning.
I just imagine Mac texting a bunch of people, y'all want to see a dead body? And then the CSI crew shows up and Who Are You starts playing. Did you ever watch that show, CSI?
Which one?
Any one of them. I was big on the Vegas one.
Yeah.
CSI LA.
There you go. I wonder what Who song they would use there. Again, we're talking about the rest of the game, though, from Thursday night here. Niners win 26-23. We talked a lot of quarterback, but there were other guys who stepped up. And the big boy shout-out I want to give is to one Alfred Collins.
Yeah, huge play.
He was a third or fourth round draft pick, and he has been a bit of a project early on. And I tweeted out at the end of the moment, Alfred Collins saves the world. Because he punched Kyron Williams in the helmet, knocked that ball out. And that was the best part of that punch out, was the fact that it hit the helmet in the process. That was one of the best punch outs I have seen a young defensive lineman make. That was as Collins is trying to develop into a better player. Again, he's a rookie. There's going to be some growing pains there, ups and downs. Those are the kind of plays that I think a young player like him can stash away and be like, yeah, that's why I'm going to be a dude in this league. That is a confidence-building play for Alfred Collins. And so shout him out, because that was a hell of a play. I am very excited to see what him and CJ West can keep doing as they mature in their growth, with Robert Saleh running the show. Dan, we had to have an emergency Brian Baldinger session yesterday because we were just so fired up from that win. And we brought up that punch out from Alfred Collins, and it even has Baldy rethinking what he's feeling about Alfred Collins.
That play by Alfred Collins at the goal line.
Unbelievable.
First of all, he's becoming a monster. In 1 week, it's funny. It's interesting. You know, he's a Texas kid, right? His dad, Bernard Collins, is in my friend's. He's getting a flu shot the other day. And my friend meets his dad and he says, hey, do you know who Baldy is? And he's like, yeah, of course. He goes, let's get him on the phone. So Alfred Collins' dad gets on the phone with my buddy in Austin, Texas. And we're talking, I'm like, nah, you know, that was a horrible effort by the 49ers defensive line. I'm like, I'm giving it to his dad about his son. Like, the effort wasn't there. And then his son basically wins the game. And so I'm like, all right, me and Bernard Collins, like, we're going to have a reconvenience. I'm going to take everything back I said the other day. Like, that effort to knock that ball out of Kyron Williams' hand, to split the double team, to make the play and recover the fumble, and the whole thing at the goal line as the Rams are going in to win the game, was that kid grew up in front of us, man. They got themselves a player.
Can you imagine just like getting on the phone with Baldy and Baldy's just like, nah, your son's not actually that great. That's just, Baldy keeps it real. And I agree with him. I think they got a dude coming up here. I'm very high on CJ West. We'll see more from Mykel Williams. I mean, Dan, we talk about, you know, the future of the 49ers. Those three are the future of the 49ers. Those three pass rushers. And again, they're rookies. They're going to have growing pains. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. Alfred Collins had himself a great day, and it would be awesome to see him build on that.
Hey, Pasta, can you do a ball dinger?
Ooh.
Dan DeVone. Nah, I can't.
Yeah, sorry, I got to shut that one down. That wasn't quite there.
Right. We'll work on that, will you, please? We'll get back to you.
Yeah, go listen to some more Baldy cuts here. Like, here, how about this? Here's Baldy talk about the 49ers quarterback
controversy. No more Baldy.
You don't want to hear any more Baldy?
I'm good.
Oh, what's wrong with Baldy sound?
All right, go ahead.
Here's what Baldy had to say about the 49ers quarterback controversy.
Brock's the starter, but, I mean, does anybody have a better backup quarterback in this league than what Mac Jones is doing? I mean, he's won two out of the three games he's won at the very end. That performance yesterday might have been the best of his entire career. And so he'll be in a free agent carousel next year, you know, whatever. But, I mean, if I was the 49ers, I'd just lock him up right now. Like, he can start. He can win games. He can win division games, overtime games. Like, that performance yesterday, there might be a quarterback controversy as good as he was.
There is. Again, when Baldy says it. But anyway, yeah, there you go, Rizzo. You got some more Baldy sound to base it off of.
What I find curious is, why doesn't Kyle Shanahan just invest in himself?
What do you mean by that?
Well, why pay Brock Purdy? Why?
So you're saying
what it is that he's able to do?
Well, what's
like,
the alternative?
I felt like, Mac Jones. Well, I mean, there are guys, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. Like, he can do this.
You have to pick a quarterback at some point. You can't just be quarterback hopping all the time.
No, but if...
What coach has ever been successful doing that?
Well, if it comes down to, I've got to pay this guy, you know, $53 million a year, or I can get Sam Darnold on the cheap, or I can get Mac Jones on the cheap, or I can get Daniel Jones on the cheap, I would invest in myself, that being Kyle Shanahan. Like, there were more options out there because it is Shanahan at the end of the day. I felt, and I said this at the time, that the wrong guy went to Minnesota and that Sam Darnold was the guy that they should have hung on to. And I know a lot of people didn't believe it at the time. I don't know where people are at right now, but can you imagine Sam Darnold quarterbacking this team?
I've never been a Sam Darnold fan. I've always said, you know, if you want to tell me that you don't think Brock Purdy is good enough to win this team a Super Bowl, I will listen to that.
Yeah.
What I will not listen to is, Brock Purdy's not good enough. You know who is? Sam Darnold.
Why?
I just don't believe in Darnold that way. I don't.
Well,
he had a great team last year in the Vikings. He still was a league leader in sacks, despite having one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. And then the playoffs came around, and he reminded you who he was.
He had, no playoff experience. You cannot dismiss the 14-2 record at one point. He was remarkable.
I mean, we dismiss all of Brock Purdy's records.
And no, he don't. Brock Purdy got paid. No one's dismissing.
And now we're all ready to move off of him. Like, no, I don't buy into the Sam Darnold hype. I just don't.
Well, I don't know. It's not hype. What he did last year is statistically based. It's all supported on the record. Now, you know, what it is that he's doing with Seattle is, I mean, he doesn't have Justin Jefferson in Seattle. He certainly looks pretty good. I'm just saying, like, if people want to judge what Daniel Jones did in New York, what Baker Mayfield did in Cleveland, and what it is that Sam Darnold did in New York and Carolina, I think that at this juncture, we have to recognize that where it is that you go and the quarterback whispers in this league, whether it's McVay, whether it's O'Connell, whether it's that of Kyle Shanahan, is a real thing.
Well, that's fair. That's fair dues there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Dan, yesterday was the 30th anniversary major I got to ask you about on the other side. So that is all coming up, brought to you by Fairmont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.